Just in case you're wondering what scripture passage Jesus is quoting when it says, you are God's, it's Psalm 82, verse 6. We see Jesus continue, and it's very interesting. There are some who, in trying to, be cute, or trying to deny Jesus' divinity, will often invite Christians to point in Scripture where Jesus ever says that he is divine. But we see in his very words that those who hear his words understand what he is saying. We're not stoning you for any good work, but you are making yourself God. They understand his words. That's what he is saying. But he doesn't lie, does he? He speaks the truth. And it is for speaking the truth that they desire to kill him. Jesus makes it very clear. It's not, in some way, it's not about him. And I know that sounds very strange, because everything we, 98% of the time when I have an all-school mass and I ask the kids a question, the answer is Jesus, right? So if it's not about him, then who is it about? What we see is that Jesus wants to reveal the Father. He wants to reveal the Father by doing the work of his Father. And he even says, even if you don't believe me, believe the works that I do, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Jesus does his Father's will. He came into the world to reveal the Father, to destroy the lies of the evil one, lies about the goodness of God, lies that are constantly repeated. The evil one is not creative. I'm telling you, he is not creative. He's a monkey. He just imitates what he sees. And the same lies that he spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden, and the same lies he speaks to us, but he simply just puts them in a different context. Some choice before us, some difficulty, some choice in life. In the same words, he's holding you back. He doesn't love you. He's keeping stuff from you. You reach out, you grasp, you take it, and then you truly will be like him. Jesus wants those hearing him to believe, to enter in, to believe, and in believing, to be set free. What does Jesus want for us, my brothers and sisters? Something different? He still wants the same for us. He wants us to believe, and in believing, enter into the truth, abiding in his love, experiencing grace, freedom, love, mercy, compassion in our lives, and to walk in that freedom, to become a living testimony, a living witness to the goodness of God. because we have entered in. So, you are free. Jesus redeems you so that you are free. And in your freedom, you are invited to choose. In your freedom, you are invited to receive and to believe.